Gaz, the beat maker.
Living unapologetically.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, welcome back. It is a new week. Yes. How was you all's weekend? How is, you know, all the things that's going on in the world? How are you dealing with these things that's going on with the pandemic, the e-learning at home? A lot of people are working from home. Leave me a message down below. If you're listening on the podcast, you can email me, unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1 at gmail.com. Again, unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1 at gmail.com. All right, let's get into things this week. We are going to unpack. Now, I know I told you last week with the domestic violence, toxic relationships, I deserve better. We would have a guest speaker. I decided to postpone that due to the guest speaker's schedule. It is several of guests that's coming, but we have to postpone due to their schedules. So they'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. So as we're going to keep this ball rolling, we're not going to stop, but we're just going to pause it with the domestic violence, toxic relationships, because I really want you all to listen to my different guests and their different perspectives. They're on different sides of the world, but they have amazing stories that have some similar gems. So what we're going to get into this week, we're going to fast forward things, then we're going to jump right into entrepreneurship. That's right, entrepreneurship. And not just generally just regular entrepreneurship. We're going to go and talk about entrepreneurship where people tap in to unusual, unconventional careers, professions that they make themselves, basically. When I say unconventional, as in, I'm talking about as in they develop a business of their own from their own ideas, from their own hobbies, things that they just found fascinating, and they develop a business and monetize their own talents and their own ideas. How cool is that, right? I love it. I personally, yes, I am an entrepreneur. I am a mobile notary, which means I do go to my clients and notarize, which legalize their documents, anything from medical, legal, auto, real estate, as well as I am a certified loan signing agent. That means that I complete the loan signing for real estate and auto loans. When you are buying a home, refinancing your home, taking a second loan out of your home, or when you're buying a car, I am certified to complete those documents and get them back to your mortgage company, your auto industry, things like that. So I do understand the whole entrepreneur world, tapping into your own talents. I've always been great with communication. I've always been a people person. I never thought I would be into real estate industry or the auto industry at this spectrum from the financial industry side, but I actually love it. Yes, I actually love it. If you would like to know more about it, leave me a message. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening to me via the podcast, like I said, email me, as I gave email before, unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1 at gmail, if you would like to know more about my business as well that I actually own myself, and I will give you more videos, more podcasts about it. So we're gonna move right into, I'm gonna show you a quick video clip in regards to one of the business that I found unique. As I was reading Business Insider last week, I had came across this very cool entrepreneur story. So I'm going to insert the video for you all to watch. But before we watch it, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it and why I thought it was so cool. Okay? First of all, I'm going to tell you about the business owner. Her name is Jen Glantz. Yes, Jen Glantz. And she developed her own bridesmaids business. Yes. Her own bridesmaids business, right? How cool. She allows herself to be hired for bridesmaid services for people that are looking for bridesmaids. Yes. People that do not have any family or friends but are getting married and want to have a bridesmaid. So they hire her services. And she travels to different cities and different states. And of course, you know, you have to pay her travel fees, pay for her dress and shoes and makeup and hair. And you pay her for her time. She developed this and this has been a very successful business for her. She's even made friends from some of her own clients from being in their wedding. And so I thought this was very, very unique. Me, myself being married, I thought about, like, I always thought that everyone would use their family and their friends. I never thought someone would actually look to a service online, less more start a business with this service. So this is why I decided to feature this podcast on unusual, unconventional entrepreneurs, professions that people build on their own from their own ideas. Because I know that it's people that have ideas, but they have that fear. Remember we talked about unapologetically living. Yes, this goes with unapologetically living. You're scared to get out there and start that business because you're like, who's gonna buy whatever I'm selling, whatever service I'm good at? But however, you have no clue that very one business that you're saying that no one would pay attention to, someone needs. Who knew that people need a stranger to be in their wedding? Right. Well, certainly, Jen Glantz, she knew. Yes. So I did my research. I took some notes. She's also a podcaster and she's also an author. Always a Bridesmaids for Hire. Check out her book. I believe it's on Amazon. Always a Bridesmaids for Hire. Jen, if you're watching, if you're listening to me, I think you are amazing. Yes, we call you in my world, if you were in my circle of friends, you're a badass. Yeah, badass. A badass woman. Because I think that it is so cool for women to start their own business and make their own money, regardless of their status, being single, married, kids, no kids, degrees, no degrees. I just think you're such a badass. When you determine that I'm going to make my future for myself, I'm not going to allow no one else to control my future. I'm going to decide my own future for myself, regardless if I have a husband or not, regardless if I have kids or not. I'm going to make my own income. I'm going to do what I want to do with my own time. And so this is why I say I think that it's about the time now, even with everything that's going on with the pandemic. That's why I asked how was everyone's weekend. Because now, you know, weekends are different for a lot of people. But this is the perfect time to take advantage of tapping in to the things that you like to do. The very thing that you think is corny or you think that no one cares about, someone needs. Yes, did you know the person that made the noodle that goes in the pools is a millionaire? Not just a millionaire, a multi-millionaire. A person that made that pool noodle that all the kids love, styrofoam pool noodle, is a multi-millionaire from a styrofoam pool noodle. So why can't you start your business? Why are you delaying your future? That's right, you're delaying your future. Because this is revenue that you can be making yourself. You could be making your own hours. And you could be making your own money, however much money that you want, because guess what? You set the bar for how much you want to get paid. That's right. I'm not against working a 9-to-5. I worked a 9-to-5 for years. But what I do tell people, always have multiple streams of income. You can still have your 9-to-5 and still develop your business. You do not have to just have one stream of income, one dimensional focus of one way of to get money. Because guess what? Whenever that job decides to downsize, whenever they decide to have a mass layoff, they're not going to consider your family. They're not going to consider your future goals. They're not even going to consider if you have medical issues, if your family members have medical issues in which you may need the health care. They're going to call you in the office and give you a pink slip, regardless of what vacations you have booked, regardless of if your kids have a doctor's appointment coming up and need that doctor's visit, so you need your health care insurance. Regardless, if you might need a medicine refill and now you don't have insurance for the next couple of months coming up, they don't care what you have planned. So you need to plan for yourself and for your family. And that's how I walked into entrepreneurship, because I always had multiple streams of income. Yes, always. You name it, I have sold it. I have promoted it, marketed it, because I always believed in multiple streams of income. But jumping to entrepreneurship was a whole nother ball game. The reason why I'm saying is because I had to learn the whole business aspect of marketing my business, of the financial aspect of my business, having a business account, business credit, legal, having a business attorney, having a CPA to make sure you file your taxes right. Yes. So that's a whole nother entity. But you start small. Don't look at the big picture. Start small. Just start with the idea. Start with making the money. Start with the idea itself of getting, marketing your product, getting yourself out there. Then you can build the business. You can perfect the business later. But you want to at least start from somewhere and at least start acknowledging, saying, hey, I have this talent that I can market. I can monetize this. I have this service that I do that I give away to my friends and family that I can monetize. So this is why I decided to spotlight this entrepreneur, Jen Glantz, because I wanted other people to know you do not have to bake cookies. You do not have to sell taffy apples. I know it's Halloween coming up. You do not have to just sell, everyone selling eyelashes, which nothing is wrong with that. I love all of those services. But you can develop your own business from something that's unconventional, such as she started a bridesmaid service. What service can you start? If you're someone that's always been a bridesmaid, you can start your own service and let people pay you to be in their wedding, and you can make new friends with those same clients that's paying you for your service. That's right. 2021, women, we're not taking the back seat. We're gonna be proud to be entrepreneurs. That's right. We're gonna be proud to make our own revenue. Even if we are married, even if we do have children or we don't have children, we're going to take control of our future. Regardless if we have a 9-to-5, we're going to make multiple streams of income the norm. That is my blessing that I speak over all women that's in my life personally and people that listen to me in my podcast, that watch me on YouTube. We're going to make multiple streams the norm. We're going to stop depending on just one income. So I'm going to take this time now and we're going to watch this video. I'm going to let you see what she said about entrepreneurship. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it just for a little bit. But I want you to just listen real quick to what she's saying. It's a real quick segment. I'll be back.
Start now. Start right this second. Do not wait. You'll never be ready enough, rich enough, pretty enough, successful enough to do it. You have to start right now and start with baby steps. Like when you look at a to-do list and it's like, start a business, make a website, do all these crazy things, you will do nothing. You have to break up each task into tiny little steps and then every day take those steps. I'm not a believer in quitting your job for a side hustle. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer in making them both work for as long as you can and then running off to do your side hustle when you've built it up and you can fulfill the rest of your income with part-time jobs. But I do think that if you're not happy where you are in life with your job and you don't want to start your own business, leave, find a new job. Because the thing is, we give so much to our jobs and mm-hmm. we get nothing in return. And even if you've been doing the same career for 15 plus years, you can always change careers to something else. Please, please, please never feel stuck in this world.
So what did you all think? She's amazing, right? Yes. I love that clip. It was very short, very concise, but straight to the point. Yeah, straight to the point. I love it. Did you hear when she said, we pour so much into our jobs? And that's just what I was just talking about. We give so much to our jobs, and whenever your job decides to downsize, they will let you go at any given point in time. So you have to have multiple streams of income. You, like she said, you do not have to quit your 9-to-5, but you do need to have another stream of income. This is why I say tap into your own ideas. Tap into different services that you provide right now for family and friends. Additional service that I provide in addition to my notary and my real estate is I provide actual courier service. Yes, you do courier service. You can do business to business courier service where you deliver from one business to another business, even just their documents. They will pay you to make sure that their legal documents, financial documents, get safely from one business to another business. You do not have to have some special licensing or anything. They may require you to do a background check. They may require you to have, like, you know, personal information on file just so they can know you. But you can market yourself and start your own courier service. Those are things that you can tap into. You have a vehicle. You have insurance on your vehicle. You are an adult. You have an actual driver's license. You can actually make up your own legal contracts. You can start your own gigs. Make your own revenue. Be responsible for your own future. I hope that you enjoyed this week, this session that we're talking about. I'm going to be on hiatus, take a vague break next week. So you won't get an upload from me next week. You'll get one more upload from me this week, but nothing next week because I am planning a big November. Yes, we have a lot of guests already booked and scheduled, and I am excited. I've been interviewing all weekend, and I am so excited for my guest that's coming up in November. Because guess what? We're going to unpack. Because we're going to unapologetically do what? We're going to live. That's right. We're going to live. And so my guest is going to tell you how they're living. And unapologetically living. How they survive all type of different scenarios, bad decisions. But guess what? They're living now. So as always, what do I always say every week? What I want you to do for me. This is what I want y'all to do for me this week. You already know. But I'm going to say it anyway because I know y'all like to hear it. You're going to live unapologetically. You're going to be yourself. That's right. You're going to be who you are without apologizing. You're going to make memories. You make your own memories, not somebody else's. And you're going to make your own opportunities. As we talked about today, we're going to make our own money. We're going to have multiple streams of income. Make our own opportunities. All right? Be yourself. Make your own memories. Make your own opportunities. I'll be back later on this week.
Fearless is not the absence of fear. It's living life with fear, but jumping anyway, accomplishing your goals.